Life was bitter to the core. There was nothing to live for until love came.
My name is Harold J. Perkins, and at the age of 17, I was selling drugs and on my way to an early grave. While sitting in my house with about 10 guys, God gave me an out-of-body experience, and I was lifted above the room. I could see everything moving in slow motion. After that, I got up and put those guys out, and I cried out to Jesus Christ. He came into my life with liberty and purpose. Then I ran into religion. And it has taken me over 40 years to navigate through religion to fully understand what came into me that day. This podcast is to help put you on a faster track than it took me to get through religion and experience life, liberty, and purpose on a higher level. So get ready. We're about to start a revolution. Again, welcome. I'm excited about continuing talking about the currency of the kingdom, the faith that can move the resources of heaven to work on your behalf. You know, some people have a hard time with this because they say, who do you think you are? You can talk like God and see things happen? You can do what Jesus did? He was God. Well, listen to Psalms 82, verse 6, and I'm quoting. Here's what it says. I have said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. The Bible says that we are gods. It's a little g for God there. We are not Almighty God, but we are His children. If you and I have accepted Jesus Christ, we are in God's class. We were made in God's class. Not even angels are made in God's class. And this is part of the reason why many have a problem moving in the currency of faith. They don't know who they really are. Listen to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And that you put on the new man that is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. We are the only beings created in God's class. Even though Jesus was God in flesh, he operated as a man with the Spirit of God in him. He continued to refer to himself as a son of man. Why? To let us know that he operated as a man in God's class who had God in him. This is why he said in John 14, 12, the works that I do, you will do them also. He said that because he knew that after he died, for those who would believe he died in their place, they would be empowered just like him, brought up to his level. This is hard for some to believe because the kingdom of God is like no other kingdom. Kingdoms of this world have subjects. Subjects are lower than the king and his royal family. That's why they're called subjects, because they're under the king and his family. But the Bible says that God is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We are not subjects in the kingdom of God. We are kings like him. And kings can decree things with their words, and things become what they say. This is why Jesus said, whosoever believes in God can say even to a mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. And if they believe in their heart what they said, it will come to pass. I did not say that. Jesus said that. You were created in God's class. Start acting like it. Listen to 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I quote this verse to myself this way. You are of God's class, Harold, and have overcome them. Now, the them has to do with Satan and all of his defeated demons. It's Satan and his kingdom that is working to stop good things from happening in your life. God is always for you. But he's empowered you to be able to put Satan in his place. He does not have more power than you, but you have to release the power God has given you with words. Listen to Acts chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 10, and I want you to see here how faith is released with words. I'm going to begin at verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms or money of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for money. And Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, listen here. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I you. What does Peter have? Listen to what he says. In the name, he has the name of Jesus. He says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And we all have this name. Verse 7. And he took him by his right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms, to ask for alms or money at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had just happened. This man had never walked, and with words, Peter released the power of God, and this man was healed. The currency of the kingdom did this, and you have it. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, this faith is on the inside of you. We are about to see the greatest demonstration of God's power the world has ever seen, and God is preparing his people for this now. How is he preparing them? Through tests and trials that will bring his people to a greater place of humility, so that when this kind of power is flowing through them, they don't get lifted up in pride thinking that they're all that. Think about this for a moment. You spoke to someone who had never walked before, and they're now walking and leaping. You believe God, and you spoke, and you called in millions of dollars, and the money obeyed you. Now, if he let you loose with this kind of power and you haven't come to a place of humility, it would destroy you. The Bible says that pride comes before a fall, and God does not want you to fall. So if you're having challenges now, know that God is preparing you for something greater. And with the currency of the kingdom, you can fight the devil off and get to the place that God has for you. I want you to listen to James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is a man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. The temptation is from Satan. He's after the currency of the kingdom, your faith. But God is working with you to endure. And there's a crown for you on the other side of the temptation. And all will see your crown, and you'll be prepared to give God all of the glory. Listen to Luke chapter 18. This is going to tell us what is rightfully ours and the stubborn faith that we're to have. I'm at Luke 18 verses 1 through 8. And this is Jesus talking. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, saying that men ought to always pray and not faint, saying there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. In other words, she's saying, give me what is rightfully mine that my enemy is holding back. Verse 4, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuing coming she wearies me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? You see, this lady knew what was rightfully hers. So she had a faith that would not quit. The Bible says in many places that all things are ours in Christ. And this woman knew that this which was being held back from her was hers. She had a right to it, and she would not quit. And with stubborn faith, she endured and got what was rightfully hers. And that's what we are to do. With stubborn faith, the currency of the kingdom, you and I cannot be denied. But what has to happen is we have to hold fast to our confession. We have to keep saying what God has said is ours and what God has said about us. Listen to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You see, when you say and keep saying what you believe you have received from God, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for you that it comes to pass. Believe it or not, heaven is waiting for you to speak on earth, and they will work in line with what you say. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This is what the Word of God says. Listen to Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. And again, this is Jesus speaking. Here's what he said. And I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Now, I want you to notice here that the beginning starts with earth. Heaven is waiting for us on earth to speak, and when we speak, heaven goes to work on our behalf. Now, you bind and you loose with words. Jesus gave us the keys to release heaven's power on earth. We are not subjects. We are kings. Kings use their authority with words. We've been lied to since we were kids. You remember the old nursery rhyme that says, "Sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me." Words are killing a lot of people because they're speaking words of death, words of sickness, words of poverty, thinking, "Oh, they're just words." You were created in the image of God, and God used words to create the earth. And he sent you and I here to earth to dominate with words in our area of gifting. This is how much he loves us. He made us like himself. You and I are loved by God unconditionally. God can't help himself. He is love, and he loves us. And he wants to build you and I up. He's not looking to tear you down. Some people have been beat down by religion. They've been told that they're just sinners saved by grace. Well, you were a sinner, but you were saved by Jesus Christ, who became sin for you so you could be brought up to righteousness to be like God. This is how you to see yourself, and this is how God sees you. I think it's good that I interject here. There was a minister by the name of Andrew Warmack, and I heard him tell about how he grew up in traditional Christianity, and he just was so beat down by, you know, hearing that he's a sinner, that he's no good, and all this and that. And then he began to get wind of this truth, this liberty that I've been talking about on these podcasts, and began to come to understand that he was the righteousness of God, that he could come into God's presence in faith and in boldness. But he had been beaten down by religion so much, he was still, even though he knew it to be true, he was still having a hard time shaking off that religion. And he told about, he had a dog, and this dog had a previous owner. And a dog was beaten to such a degree that when he saw the minister, the dog would see him for the first time, and he'd be so excited, and he'd start running up to him. And right before he got close to him, he starts sliding and kind of scooting because he was afraid. He didn't know whether he was going to get hit or not. And so the minister had seen this so many times from this dog that he just got fed up. And he just said to the dog, he said, "Come on now, I'm not going to beat you. I've never hit you before. Why don't you just come and enjoy the time with me and just come on up and jump in my arms?" And when he said that, he heard the Spirit of God on the inside say to him, "That's what I've been waiting for you to do." And it hit him. He said, wow, he had been beat down so much by religion that he would come into God's presence the same way that dog did. And it took him a while to eventually shake it off and renew his mind. And now he comes with a different attitude, with a boldness, understanding that God is his Father and God wants him to be in his presence. God wants you to feel at home in his presence and to use the currency of the kingdom and release heaven's goodness on earth. You have been empowered by God. And you are alive in a day that God can use you like he has used no other people who have walked the earth before. Listen to Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And this is what I'm doing on these podcasts. I'm blowing the trumpet. Verse 1 says this, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in a holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord comes, for it is near at hand. Now listen to what the day of the Lord is going to be like. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. All you have to do now is look at what's happening on earth today. I've been on the planet for a little while. I have never seen darkness like this before, and thick darkness. And another passage says, gross darkness upon the people. We are in this day right now. But here's the other side of the coin. It says this, a great people and a strong. There has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. The Bible is God speaking, and God cannot lie. This people will come forth, and they will love like no other people. And that's why they're great. Great has to do with love, and they will be strong, as what we just read. And strong has to do with faith, the currency of the kingdom. They will speak in faith, and God will perform their words. This is why we're alive on earth now, at this time, to allow God to transform our lives in such a way that all know that he, God, is working with us. So that's why we keep fighting the good fight of faith. God loves you. And if you don't quit, he will come through for you. Keep giving him the currency of the kingdom and live the life of triumph you were destined to do from the foundation of the earth. We are alive at a very great time to be instruments that God can flow through as he desires. And one of the key components is the currency of the kingdom, walking by faith and calling the things that are not yet seen as though they already were, and they can't help but to come to pass because God is going to back his words. We are his people, and as we speak, they're his words. When we speak words that are in line with his word, then he's going to go to work and bring it into manifestation. We don't have to supply the power. We supply the authority. He's given us the authority, and the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us to supply the power to bring it to pass. The angels, the ministering spirits are working to bring it to pass, but we got to speak. We got to believe what we're saying, and we'll see the earth change. This light that is inside of us will come outside of us, and people will know that we are children of the Most High God. Let me say right here, if you don't know our living Savior, Jesus Christ, you can get to know him now. Pray this prayer with me. Say, God, I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. Jesus, I accept you into my life as my Lord and my Savior. Help me to live this life. Thank you. That's it. It's that simple. If you believe what you just prayed, he has come in. Start reading the Bible for yourself. You can start in the book of St. John and in the book of Romans, and God will begin to show you his purpose for your life, and he'll begin to show himself unto you. Okay, we'll see you on the next episode.